Okay, today we begin Hilchos Shiluach HaKein.
It's going to be a field trip.
All right. The word is cane. When it's connected to the word sipar, it's kan sipar. Okay,
yeah. Kan shell.
Kane shell, right. Okay. All right, the next simin, for those who look in the Shulchan Aruch, is Hilchos Chadash. So if we come to Chadash around Pesach time, it'll be perfect. Nobody will have to be machmer in anything because it'll be Pesach.
By next
although Shakim will take that one.
Again, you'll forget.
I'm not going to. All right, today we begin Hilchos Shiluach HaKein, which is one of the Tayag mitzvahs, and therefore very Negeya. Let's begin, and then we'll talk about the most practical shaylos that have to do with this mitzvah. A sif aleph is a very basic rule. Shiluach hakein einai noyig ella ba'oiftar. Shiluach hakein is noyig only by a kosher bird. The Torah says v'lokach doloch, that you send away the mother and you take for yourselves what remains. It's something that you can eat, not something you have to feed your animals. And from there we learn that Shiluach HaKein applies only to kosher birds. Afilu ma'ein treifa, even if it's not kosher because it's a treifa, because it says lakach taloch not about the mother, it says about the eggs or the chicks. Afilu ein shamela afrayach echad ebeya achas chayiv l'shalayach. Even if there's only one egg, even though it says "aim revetas al ha afrachim ay meitzim," which is lashon rabim, but that's kachidak and shol Torah. The Torah speaks for lashon rabim as if to say beitzim de alma, afrachim de alma, and therefore, even if it's only one, then that's also good. And this is the basic halacha now. The first thing that we have to ask ourselves is how we figure out if a bird is a kosher bird or not a kosher bird. And as a matter of fact, do we have to find out if it's a kosher bird or not a kosher bird? So the OU has a shovel. When you're walking and finding a nest, a little late to find out. You know, in the old days, just take a picture and email it to Ravelsky and you get back the answer right away. But so they're only, the Torah doesn't give simanim for non-kosher birds. The Torah lists 24 birds that are not kosher, and all the many hundreds of other birds in the world are all kosher. However, it's difficult to know what the 24 birds are. The Hebrew names are in the Torah, but we want to find out, we need to know the English names, and we don't know the English names for most of the 24 minim of non-kosher birds. So we find in Hilchos Eifeis, which is the Simen Pei Beis, we find a difference between the custom of the Svaradim, Mechaber, and the custom that the Ashkenazim have of the Ramah. The Mechaber says that there is a way to tell if something's a kosher bird. If the bird is Einai Doires, Einai Doires, the Veltaich is Einai Doires means it's not carnivorous. It's it doesn't eat other birds. It's not clear from the Rishonim that it means it's not carnivorous. It could mean it just doesn't attack other birds to eat them. It could be if you feed it meat, it's still called Einai Doires. But at any rate, it has to be Einai Doires. And then there are three simanim. The three simanim are, it has an extra etzba yaseira. It has, in its claw, it has an extra sort of finger sticking out sideways. It's a simon of a kosher bird. It has a zefek, zayim fei kuf. Zefek is a crop. The crop, or the goiter, is a pouch in the neck of a bird. What? With the zefek, really? I don't remember that. The kurkumin, I remember, but the zefek. So the zefek is a crop. It's a pouch in the neck of the bird where the bird stores food excess food before, when the stomach, a bird has a very small stomach, it can't fit everything in. And I wonder how people fit everything in. You see how people eat. But all right, so that's a crop. Now you can see a crop. If you look at the pigeons, every once in a while you see their necks are very protruding. When the crop is full, you can see it on the bird. Sometimes so that's a crop. And the third is kurkabana niklaf. The kurkaban is the gizzard or the stomach, not the intestines, but when it goes down from the crop, it goes into the gizzard, into the kurkabin. And kurkabana niklaf, whenever we go to a bird shechita, it's a lot of fun to take the kurkabin, take the stomach, and it's niklaf. It peels off very neatly and cleanly the outside that we did here.
Does it need all three?
It needs all three. It's really four. It says, if it's ein adiris, then there are three simanim, which is sort of saying like there are four simanim. It's ein adiris, and then there are four physical simanim. And if you have all three, presumably. I didn't investigate, so I don't know. But I assume, but the halacha is you need all three. To be a siman of kashrus, you need all three. That's fine. Yeah. No. Inidaris means other birds. That's a simin. Those are simanim of a kosher bird, and according to the Beis Yosef, according to the Mechaber, that's halacha l'maisa. Somebody who goes with shita samechaber svaradim could go out and find a bird and check for its simanim. I guess he really can't check the simanim until after you shecht it. So you shecht it, you look for the simanim. If it has all the simanim, then you can eat the bird.
You can eat the egg.
You can eat the bird. It's simanim. It's simanim. And the eggs. The Ramah, however, in Simin Pei Bei Sif Gimel, says our minig is to eat only birds about which we have a Messiris. About which we have a Messira. We have Ishma Piyish, that in our communities we eat such birds. So that's our minig. There's a Tshuva Sarajba who says that the minig of one community doesn't help for another community. And the Rajba was a Sephardi. He also held like this Ramah. But he says the minig of one community doesn't help for another. That's what he says. Now, based on this, there was a big tumult about Turkey. There were, I say past tense, I don't know how many there still are. There's still a lot of people who don't eat turkey, including the Zakai Mishpat. Now, the question is why we eat turkey. There are two questions on our minig of eating turkey. The turkey itself was a bird which Columbus discovered in America. It didn't exist in Europe and Asia and Africa. So not really. So what happened with the turkeys is, well, today they have European turkeys, but they didn't have before 1490, in the 1490s. What happened, apparently, is before photographs, they drew or described the turkey, and they found in India there are turkeys, which they relied on the Messiah of India to eat turkey initially, which is two kashas. It's not like the Rajba, who says you shouldn't rely on the Messiah of one for another. And number two, they made a mistake, because the peacock is not a turkey. They're different birds. And in the description, they say that it has colorful feathers, which a turkey really does not have.
When a male turkey opens up like that.
Except when a male turkey. All right, so that I don't know. But at any rate, so this is why there are people, Gedalia Yisrael, still did not want to, don't want to eat turkey. What do we rely on to eat turkey, which most of us, I think, do? So there's a tshuva in the Netziv, in the Meshev Davar. The Meshev Davar writes that why do we need Messiah if we have a clear Kabbalah of the four Simanim, of Ein Adiris and the other three Simanim. So he says, because the three Simanim you could find. You take a look, it has a crop, the kurkabana is niklaf, it has a finger. But Ein Adiris is hard to know. When you raise birds, you feed them. Maybe when they're desperate, they are dairis. So Enei Dairis is hard to know. He writes now that they've raised turkeys to the tens of thousands, and they're experienced with the nature of the turkey. So we could rely on the Kabbalah. It's not a gezerah. We rely on a sair. It's a reason. And therefore, the Nitziv said that you can eat turkey. And on that, I'm sure there may be other tshuvas on the topic, but the one I'm aware of is the Meshuv Davar. Azeh Samchu, that we eat turkey.
So now, quite desperate, you have chicken also that kills a person.
But not for eating purposes. It doesn't kill to eat. Yeah. So we're talking about for eating purposes. Yeah. Now, the question is, why don't we rely on Rav? In Kol Torah Kula, we go Basar Rav. And if there are only 24 types of non-kosher birds, why don't we rely on Rav? Take any bird and be Seimach that it's from the Rav Minim that are kosher. So this is the crazy place is kasha in Simin Pei Beis, and depending on how you answer it, it's gonna impact Shluach HaKein. There are two answers on this question. Why are we saying Mecham Rav? He answers, that is the crazy place, he says that it's the 24 minim are amiyot hamotzoi. It may be 24 from hundreds. In types of bird, it's a miyot, but in the number of birds that exist in the world, it's a miyot hamotzi. Miyot hamotzi means the following. In a Torah, we rely on Rav, and 51% is enough. Midrabanan, we're chayshish for miyot hamotzi. Miyot hamotzi means a miyot that's common. It's usually pegged at about 10%, based on the Mishkan and Yaakov and the Tshuva. Rebelsky once spoke about it, I think here, what's called Mir Amatsu. He says you don't give percentages. Why did Chazal give percentages? It means something that's common enough that people worry about it. One example of Mir Amatsu is checking the lungs of the birds. We have a custom to check the lungs. One of the reasons given is because it's a Mir Amatsu, meaning that it's common for there to be trephus in the lungs. And for Mir Amotzi, we check. It's a Din D'Rabbanan, but for that we check.
Check birds also?
What?
Birds?
No, the lungs of birds. First, it's impossible to check. And no, we don't. But in animals, I just meant there's a mushroom.
Rabbi said birds.
Animals. I made a mistake. Okay. The birds, if you ever look at the lungs of a bird, you wonder how it could breathe based on it. By the time they shecht it, it's falling apart. I once took out the lungs and I tried to blow air into it and see if I can inflate it. It's like a piece of generic brand saran wrap, you know, as soon as you spread it, it rips. It's unbelievable that an animal lives. It lives on it. Anyway, so the important thing is the tuturutzim. The crazy place, he says, it's a mira motzui, and that's why we don't rely on just any bird. The Darkei Tshuva quotes, and Pei Beis of Katan Aleph, quotes from Achrayim, I don't remember from who, that it's Xeris HaKosiv, Lahavdul Bein HaTomei VaHatar, there's a Chiyah Bedika on birds, and if you don't know the Min, then you're stuck. Nafgamina, see, he brings an interesting story. There was a Jew who was given a gift by a guy. A guy gave him a bird, a live bird. The guy told him, this is such and such a type of bird which is kosher. So the Jew accepted the bird, he shechted it, and he salted it, and he ate it, and then afterwards he asked the shaila. And he asked whether he was allowed to rely that it's such and such a bird. Apparently the min, the guy said, it was incorrect, the type. And it was impossible to check the bird at this point. It was all gone. So now, what? Well, okay, apparently he wasn't, he didn't have enough of a recollection to do it. So Shiloh was all the kelim that he cooked in, whether you have to kasher it or not. So Darkei Tshuva says, it's an afkamina, according to the crazy place's reason, v'chayshish v'miyad ha-motzoi. So that v'chayshish v'lachatchila. If the lung gets lost in an animal, we're matir. V'miyad ha-motzoi, we don't make a treif b'di'evet. So according to crazy place, the kelim are kasher. However, he says, according to my answer, or the answer I quoted, that it's Xeris HaKosav, Lahavdol Ben Atomia, you have to know it's a kosher bird. So then you have to kasha the kale. And that's his nafkamina. Okay, now that is Hilchis Eifis. Now we come back to Simar Reis Tzadik Beis Sif Aleph. You're walking, and you see a pigeon, you see a nest. You see a nest with birds and eggs. And you want to know if you're able to do shiloh hakein with a bracha. Can you rely on Rive that this is a kosher bird or not?
It's kavua.
It's nikkur b'makaymai. It's so funny. It's only nikkur b'makaymai if it's a type of bird which somebody can recognize. But if it's, in other words, if it's a pigeon, we know pigeons are kosher. But if it's one of the many minim in the world, it's not nikkur b'makaymai anymore these days, because there's nobody that can recognize it. A kavua is something that is nikkur in its place, and today most birds are not nikkurim b'makaymai. So the question is whether you could go basar raiv, and as we'll see in a minute, there's a tremendous nafkamina in this in practice. So Lamaisa, according to the reasoning of the Kresio Plaisi, that will chayshish rabbi and amotzoi, it's still a chatchila, so you can't make a bracha if you don't know. You can't make a bracha. According to the reason, what's the problem?
Can we make a bracha?
What?
Bracha?
We'll talk about it soon. Yeah, we do. We'll talk about it.
Why do you do it without a bracha?
Mashenkein, according to the reason Lahavdol ben Atomei v'Atar, so okay, you can argue Lahavdol is only when it comes to eating it, maybe, but it's Xeris HaKosav that you have to know. So then, perhaps here you have to know as well. So let me tell you, there are two shailas in Hilchos Shiloh HaKein that are not in the Mechaber, and these are the questions that everybody asks about Shiloh HaKein. And the questions are, we'll deal with each one separately. Number one, am I obligated to do Shiloh? I'm going for a walk in the woods, and behold, there's a nest. Am I obligated to do Shiloh HaKein? Or if I want, I could do it. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. That's question number one, which we're going to deal with. There's no question you don't have to go out of your way. We'll see in a minute. But anyway, question number one is, do I have to do it? The question number two is, do I have to take the eggs? And eggs, at least, we're not so squeamish about taking them. But what about baby birds? Am I obligated to take the Ephraim? Am I obligated to physically take the birds out of the nest? The Torah says, Ki kari kansipa lefanecha, baderech, what's it, baderech ay, lebuchaleitz, Oretz. No, say the whole thing already. Shalach Esa'im, Esa'barim Tikach Lach. So Shalach Tashalach Esa'im, Esa'barim Tikach Lach. That's what we're looking for. The Chayr, the Torah says, yes. So these are the two most common questions. Of course, the other question is how to do Shalach HaKein, which we'll get to in Sif Dalet. But these are two questions that are sort of basic to the whole sugya. So look in Pesach Tshuva Aleph, we'll see the Chavis Yoyer. What is the Chavis Yoyer? What is the Chacham Smith? Pesach Tshuva Aleph, Ayin, the Tshuva is Chavis Yoyer. He says, Simisam Zayin, Shenishal, Im, Kashay Yikari, Kansipa, Lefnei Ish Besode, Im Mechuyiv Al Kaponim, Liskaikla, Lashalech Hasein. Is he obligated, Pesach Tshuva Aleph? Is he obligated to go to it, to send the mother? He wants to keep on traveling. Maybe the Torah says only if you want to bun him. So this is the Chavis Yoyer Shaila. So first he writes, because the Bedivre Torah, Taisvus Gabi Iboya, Dishnei Sidre Beitzim Zagav Zehuva Bishach Yadalin, Mukhashaina Mukhayila Tapil. Well, we'll get to Shach Yudalid next week. From Taisus, you don't have to take it. Achei Divrei Taisus Murah Mukhrachin Diyos Nira Kapir Shorashma. So first he says, Machlekes Taisus in the Rashma, if you're Mukhayim. Umedivrei ha-gimora mash with the chayiv latapel, the omar. Now listen to this gemara. Yachol yarze baharim. It says over there in the gemara. I would think you should go look to do shiloh hakei. You should find somebody to go help you find a bird's nest. Tamud loy meki yikare. Therefore the Torah says ki yikare. Yikare means if you stumble upon it. Bimu'ura, something that happened to happen. It's mamaye, you don't have to go looking for it. Once you bump into it, it's mashma that you do have to take it. Ubefrat letam hazayar, especially like the zayar. The zayar says that we do shaluach hakein because when the mother cries over its children, it's ma'ire rachmi shemayim akla yisrael. So that you want to be ma'ir rachmi shemayim akla yisrael. Let me just finish. So what does he say? He says, Chaviz Yoyah says that you should have to take it. Just like tzitzis, if you don't do it, there's no einish, only bida and rischa, which we also try to avoid. So he says like this. The first shita holds that you're absolutely mechayiv lizdakek lo. And the second shita holds you may not be mechayiv, but you better do it. Because there's an einish bid in rischa if you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah and you don't.
If that's the case, if somebody calls you and says, I don't have a nest there.
No, if someone calls you, that's not included. Yeah. I had once on a Friday afternoon, the children were playing outside. My neighbor has a few small what are they called? Xmas trees? What Xmas
bush,
trees
called? Evergreen bushes.
Evergreen bushes in front. And the kids were all jumping up and down. Look, there's a nest. There's a nest. And in the nest there were eggs. So that was that's the only time I recall the Mekayim Shiloh HaKei. It wasn't Shiram, it was outside. It was not. We'll get to that. But anyway, so the question is, do you have to? Are you obligated to? So the Chavis Yoyah says you're obligated to. And the second sheet that he brings says that it's a good idea to do it, the Mishnah Schachar. Now here comes into play our question, if you don't know it's a kosher bird, whether that applies. If it's a pigeon, so you know a pigeon is a kosher bird, a robin is a kosher bird. But if let's say you have a type of bird that you, whose min you don't know, so then that would seem to be an out. You don't get involved in, assuming you have to make a bracha, you don't have to get involved in suffix brachas. And that would be sort of an out. I think most of us we'd love to do the mitzvah, but if we're rushing somewhere, it's not exactly it's not a priority if you're not mechuyev to. So this is the Chavis Yoyah. Now, yeah. What? It should be savdaras l'chumra. If it's a real chiyuv, then you're right. If it's a real chiyuv, then you're obligated. If it's a bidin mischa, so then you're not going to put on. I mean, it's not like tzitzis. Tzitzis. Right, maybe you're right. What I'm saying is to be mekel basaroy, we're not mekel. But here I want to be mekel the other way. That's more of an issue.
We didn't deal with the egg issue.
We'll get to that. Okay. Now I want to tell you that there's some sefer argues with this. Well, that's Siv Beis. We're going to get to it. Now in Siv Beis, I mean the Chassam Sefer in Arachayim Tshuva Kuf disagrees with this psak. He disagrees with the psak, and he makes two very strong arguments. One, he quotes the Ramban in Chumash. The Ramban says the Ramban is troubled. The Mishnah says Ha'emer Akansipa Yagir Rachmecha. Someone who says Hashem had rachmanis on birds, he said, send away the mother. So the Mishnah says, Mishask and I say, we silence him, he's wrong. We don't not matal kina bein abruim. But the Rambam writes that shloach hakan is mishum rachmanis. So the Ramban says that the Rambam is going against the Mishnah. Mishnah says you shouldn't say such a thing. So the Ramban answers that someone who says the mitzvah of kanzipers is because God had rachmanis on the birds, mishtikenais. But to say that shloach hakan is to be mashrish rachmanis in us, to train us in rachmanis, he says is that's what the Rambam means. And the Ramban says, "L'fi tams emavur, dem einoit sarich." I'm sorry. From Sefer writes on this Ramban, "L'fi tams emavur, dem einoit sarich labanim, loy mi boide nechayv l'shalayachaim, el achzori yisnami ovid." He has lashon. He says the whole thing is to be mashrish rachmanis in us, so we don't want to take the banim when the mother is right there. So he says, "L'fi tams emavur, dem einoit sarich labanim." You don't need it. Why are you being the tzar of the mother? Because the mother is the tzar. So he writes with some cipher in a strong lashon that if you don't need the babies, don't start up with the mother. Don't start up with the mother. That's what the Chassam Sefer writes. He's saying, yeah, but man, I know who needs them. You like it? Someone once told me he got the birds. What do I do with them? So I told him, cook them. He says, you can eat these things. You can eat these things. You know, like it's. So what? Yeah. Right, so anyway, that's Chassam Sefer's opinion. As I mentioned to you in the past, the Pesachei Tshuva, when he originally wrote the Pesachei Tshuva, did not have the Chassam Sefer. There are places where he added it later. Why it wasn't added here, I'm not sure. But this is what the Chassam Sefer writes. Then the Chassam Sefer addresses the second tain of the Chavis Yoyer. That Al Pi Zayar, when you send away the mother, the cries of the mother are Ma'ir Rachmi Shemayim, and that's why you should do it. So on that, the Lashon of the Zayar is La'ir Yalelas Ima Iloa Albanim. To be ma'irer the cry of the heavenly mother on Klal Yisrael. So Sefer writes on that the Zayar is arguing with our Shas, with our Gemara. Our Gemara says it's Rachmanis to send away the mother, and the Zayar says it's Achzarius. It's just to make the mother cry, and by us it says it's to make the mother feel better. So he says that Zlina Basa HaNigla, we don't paskin based on a Zayar, and therefore he dismisses the subsefer, dismisses this other reason, and that's the opinion of subsefer. That's his argument with the Chavis Yoyer. So in practice, if you see a bird's nest and you walk past it, you're relying on the subsefer. So he says that it's not. He says he answers. I'll just remember in a minute. Give me a minute. The other is Maharim. There's a sefer on Chulin Tiferes Yaakov. It's a multi-volume sefer. It talks about everything in that you any kasha you want you find there. He brings a raya. He also has like some cipher. He brings a raya from a Gemara in Chulin Kuf Lamed Tes. It says the Gemara talks about someone who sees a bird's nest and makes it hegdish. So he brings a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara previously had talked about someone who finds a bird's nest and does something else with it, and the Gemara yes may kara chayiv lei b'shiluach. He's already chayav in shiluach. How could he be mafkia mitzvah? So he says, why is the Gemara ask the same kasha on the next Gemara that chazak kan va'alma va'agdishay? If someone sees a bird that says magdishit, why don't you ask the same kasha? Meikara chayav lo b'shiluach. So he brings a raya from the Shakla V'Tarya that
then he had to wait for the mother to return. Let's say the mother's not there. Then he had to
If the mother's not there, you don't have to wait. You're not mechuyev to wait. No. That means the mitzvah didn't come your way if the mother's not there. Oh, you mean agdishay? Okay, I think the Gemara is saying that shel hegdish is part of mishloach hakein. So it must be talking to mother's there, because that's the chiddush of the Gemara.
If it's hefker, he can't be makdish it, and if he's kaihet, then he can't. It's not going to be charis. Can't just say it's
hectic,
something that's not yours.
I'm not sure.
You can't?
No, you're right. They bring another raya, another Gemara, Kuf Mem Aleph, Amid Aleph, Hareini Noitel Asa'emu Mishaleach Asabonim Chayiv. Gemara says, somebody says, I'll take the mother and then send away the children, and I'll take the two of them. See, it's Chayiv. So he says, that's Mashma, you only Chayiv if you take the children and don't send away the mother. But if you don't send away the mother and don't take the children, you're not chayiv. You're not over on the. You're not over. So he brings that as a raya, and all right, that's the second possible raya. Now the Aruch HaShulchan has an arichus on this machlokes chavis yardach some sefer, and the Aruch HaShulchan, although he goes back and forth in rayas one way and the other, he says that a person is chayiv lizdakik lo, that a person should go. So you have the chavis yoyer with the Aruch HaShulchan against some cipher in the Tiferes Yaakov. I don't know if he's considered a Pesach or not, or who he was. Rabbi Kiva Eger here also, if you look at the Rabbi Kiva Eger, he also paskins like the Chavis Yoyer. So Kiva Eger said, Shulz Chavis Yoyer, Hela, the Bekar Kaikan, Sipar Mekuyil is Dakikla, Mishloya Chaymer, and Mishloya Chadarka. Can't just go and move on. So there are chalukei deis. It does seem that aside from some sefer, the general consensus is that if the mitzvah comes your way, you have to do the mitzvah. Maybe if you're misupik, yeah, it can be misar, some sort of suffik, what type of bird it is, in order to come to Olas Gan.
They don't deal with the fact of the ex.
That's the second shiloh. We'll get to that. Okay, this is the first shiloh. If you see it, are you mechuyev to do anything? If the opportunity comes away, are you obligated? It seems Rav Paiskim hold you are, and at least there are Paiskim, if somebody's not Mizdakek, there are Paiskim to rely on. According to them, it's like tzitzis. If you want, you do the mitzvah. If not, if you want, you can do it. Mechayim a mitzvah. All right, the second is the Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, which is also a question. Lamaisa, are you obligated to take the eggs? Now, you definitely don't have to take them home. Even if you take them, you pick them up, you kind of them, you can put them right back in the nest. That there's no shayla. The question is whether you're obligated an abonim tikach loch. So the Chacham Tzvi writes that there's no obligation. You're not obligated to take it. And he brings a raya. The Chacham Tzvi says it's a pasuk like shesh yisyam v'tasimalacha. You're not obligated to work 6 days, but it's a rishus. Now, how you know which psukim are rishus and which are not? Okay, yigadali Yisrael to be makriya. The lashon of the chinuch seems to support this. Listen to the language of the chinuch. Hamakayim mitzvah shiluach hakein zaychel labanim. As you know, it's a school of the children. Diksev habanim tikach loch. Lomeli lemichtev habanim tikach loch. Lashon chinuch. Why does the Torah say habanim tikach loch? Elohi kamer tishalayach tiska likach loch habanim la'atzmecha. Now, I'm not passing from the drushy idea that it's a schus, a skula, but the language. Lomali lemichtav abanim tikach lach. What do you mean lomali lemichtav? If you're obligated to take the banim, so that's a tzura of the mitzvah. Abanim tikach lach. From the language of the chinuch, abanim tikach lach, lomali lemichtav abanim tikach lach, sounds like you're really not obligated to take the eggs or the baby chicks.
So you can just throw a rock at the mother.
Well, it's just talk later. You're not really yitzur for throwing a rock. We'll see that later. Now, right, there's two separate shaylos. The chavis yah is one shayla. The chavitzi is a separate shayla. It's a chiyuv to send away the mother, but it's not a chiyuv to take the bottom. If you look at the Beis Lechem Yehuda on the side, in the fifth line, he brings the Chacham Tzvi. Kachur is Chacham Tzvi Simin, what does it say? Pei Gimel. The Yachal Ishloach Habanim im Ha'im. The Ike Mitzvah Ishloach Ha'im. Lekichas Habanim Heim Rishus. Adkan. So he says, the Chacham Tzvi says, you're not obligated to take the babies. V'li nire, v'asher kosa basi v'l besoif, t'yesh l'dag dek me'hacha. Okay, we're going to have to get to lay. The boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Shnei Sidrei Beyim. We're going to get to this. That's the same Shas of Katan Yadalid. We're going to have later the case of Shnei Sidrei Beyim. It's a riot to the Chacham Tzvi. We'll get to that in Yitzhak Hashem next week. But anyway, this is the Chacham Tzvi. Yeah. I'm not sure what the question is. Right. You're allowed to take eggs. Every time you take eggs, you want to ask her taking eggs because Rachma Vakamasa. There's no Isser to be Mitzayer Balei Chaim if it's for the Tzayer Chaviyin. Every time you put a yoke on a ox, it works hard. You put a horse, it's also working hard. All right, so chickens were created to lay eggs, and birds were created to lay eggs.
Coming back to Shiloh
again, you know, Rav HaKol Ma'asav is true, and Afal Pi Kein, Letzarech Yisrael, we have more rachmanis on people than on birds.
So, Rabbi, what's the Torah? If you say you're taking the eggs, you need the eggs, you have a Torah.
To do a mitzvah.
Is it a mitzvah?
I guess so. Now, Dorach HaShulchan also paskas like the Chacham Tzvi, that you're not obligated to take the babies. And then the Aruch HaShulchan writes that even though you're not obligated to take the babies, the children eggs, he brings a raya from a Gemara, which is Sifhei later. Gemara says, Sholcha v'chazra, fila dalet v'hei pa'amim chayim. It says, Shaleach t'shach, a double lashon. You send away the mother, when it comes back, you send it again. He says, if you took the eggs, why are you sending it away again?
Which Gemara are you?
Next eggs, okay. Kuflamites and Chulin. Okay. At any rate, Darach HaShulchan paskins that you're not Mechoyiv. And then he says, surprisingly, the following. Mekal Mokai. Misha Zikeo Hashem b'mitzvah zu. Yikayim kro kediksiv. If a person has the opportunity to do the mitzvah, do it the way it says in the Chumash. The Chol Rishusha b'tayra. He commits for rak the legabe chayva rishus kari leya. Amazing chiddush. He's saying abadim tikach lach is not an obligation. When you do the mitzvah, you should do the pashte dekra. You should do it the way it says in the chumash. There is a makar for this in the Ritva and Yevamis. The Aruch HaShulchan, it's a cut down. There's a makar for this in the Ritva. The Ritva is on Hilchis Chalitza, the last parak of Yevamis. It says in the pasuk v'cholza es na'aloi, also on Kiseitze. Shulcha Ken is a Kiseitze, Chalitza is a Kiseitze. It says v'cholza es na'aloi. So the Gemara says na'aloi, I would think it has to be his. Ella kemidas ragloi. The Gemara says it doesn't have to be his. It has to fit his foot. He doesn't have to own it. The Ritva writes, Afal Pikein, be Mekayim Kroy Kediksiv. It should be his shoe, and we're not doing it that way. We take the shoe, and the day before the Chalitza, we give it to the man to be Kaini. He takes it home, And he brings it back the next day for the chalitza. So there is this inyan of being mekayim pashtei dekra. The Hartzvi in his Mikrai Kaidish on Pesach, Chelek Beis, explains with this other chumris that we have in halacha. He's talking there about eating the matzah and swallowing a kazayis in one shot. From where does it come? We have halacha Moshe Mesinai that you became the mitzvah in Kedei Achilas Pras. Why should you have to eat it in one shot? So he says the pashtei dekra of eating a kazayis is in one shot. Halacha Moshe Mesinai says that it could be spread out over time. But it's part of kiyum pashtei dekra. That's what he says, to eat it all in one shot. He says that's why when you shecht, lechatchila you shecht the entire two simanim, even though rive is good, rubek akulai. He says the same thing. The pashtos is you have to shecht two simanim. Chumash Mesinai says rubei kekulai, but the chatchila you should shecht the entire two simanim, which means that you're not obligated to. But the right thing to do is to take the eggs. Again, you don't have to take them home. You can just take them and put them back. Yeah, you take them and put them back. Now, I don't know anybody who argues that holds this ma'akiv. Everybody agrees there's no fear. They have advertisements based on their result. The result says, look, you late everybody, you could do it. People want the skula, that's one thing. And it's something else. A PR Rizal, you're supposed to try to do the mitzvah at least once in your lifetime. That's what they say. I don't know our Rizals, but that's what's quoted. And I don't know. You know, I never heard of a Gadol Hadar doing it, you know. But people sit and learn, don't go run to do it. The people who anyway do other things. So you're not mechuyev to go buy the newspaper and read even the Amudia. You're not obligated, you do it. So go do Shulach HaKeim also. You're also not obligated.
But you're obligated to have to buy for that.
Yeah, okay. You have to do it the right way. So that's why we're learning. We're going to learn the right way over the next 2 weeks. Okay. It's Ki Kare. Yeah, it's a funny thing. It's very strange. The one mitzvah, the Torah says, don't go look to do it. So that's the one people pay people to go look to do it. It's actually very strange. It's a very strange thing. Yeah, next time. All right. People. It has to be the right shoe. There are certain. Most people don't have that type of a leather shoe that goes. That's the right configuration. You could. You have to be Kaveh Mokum anyway the day before, so they're ready. Okay, let's move on. Let's learn some Beis. I still have to get back to the topic of a bracha, but let's move on to Sif Beis. Kan or Kain Hamizuman Etzlai. Okay, it has to be a bird's nest that's hefker. That's memayin hamizumin etzlai. Mizumin means prepared, but it doesn't have to be prepared. It doesn't mean you prepare it. We usually understand mizumin to exclude hefker. Hamizumin etzlai, not Yiddish. This is Lashon Kodesh. Kegayin yainim shedarkon ligadol b'nei adam. Bebatim, like a pet that you have in your house. Or chickens and geese that people have in their house, potter. But the dove coats. And the ones in your attic in Flatbush, if you have an air conditioner, it's likely there's a pigeon's nest on top of it. And the birds that nest in their special pipes that were put for them, ube bayreis, the ivzim v'targaylim shakanlu b'paradeis. I'm not sure what this means. Chickens and geese are not wild animals. Well, not wild birds. Sounds like a chicken or a goose got away, and it settled in the orchard. Chayiv. Why that tefkra is not clear to me. Anyway, chayiv. V'hu shloihigbu e'me alabeim klal b'shehitilam. Okay, now these words, Hushla Yigbo, I have to explain. The halacha is, it has to be Hefker. The halacha also is, Chatzeiroi Shal Adam Kaina Lai Shalai Midaita. Which means that if you have a bird's nest on your property, so you're Kaina. The only Kenyan in the world that works without Das is Kenyan Chatzer. Kenyan Chatzer works even without Das, and therefore, if you have a bird's nest, a private property, you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah. You can be Mafker it, and then be Mekayim the Mitzvah. But because it's on your nest, it's on your property, it's private. Chatzah Mishtameres. But I have to tell you, the Chatzah Sheinah Mishtameres is not Kaina. But there's a big difference. The Siva says the title of Chatzah Mishtameres doesn't mean that it has a lock and key. It means that if someone would go there and take something, he would be nitfas alav kigan. If he would be in a place he doesn't belong. If you're sitting in your backyard, even though it's an open driveway, if someone's poking around in your backyard, he doesn't belong there. Let's say you have, we in New York call a garden in front of your house, which means a small piece of earth with a little tree, and people walking on the sidewalk, they brush past it. So that's a chatzah sheinah mishtameres. Anybody, if there's an egg in that tree, or if there's a frisbee in the tree, somebody's walking by, he'll take it. So that's a chatzah sheinah mishtameres. If it's in your backyard, it's a chatzah mishtameres. Now it's kaina. Now, 1 second. Now, if there's a bird's nest and eggs in your backyard, l'chari kaina. So Gemara says the following. It says your chatzah is only kaina something you could take. What you could take, it could take. Since if the mother is on the eggs, you are not allowed to take the eggs without sending away the mother. So your chatzah is not kind of the eggs without the mother. Unless the mother flew off the nest, at which time your chatzah is kind of the birds. So getting back to the last two lines of Sif Beis, Hugbaha Emi ala. The mother never got off the eggs. Mishahitilam, when the mother laid the eggs, then it's still hefker. If the mother lifted herself off the eggs, then your chatzer is kaina, because chatzer shaladam is kaina lay, and therefore.
Why isn't it kind of the mother? The mother, you say you can't be kind of the eggs because the mother's on it and you can't take it then. But why can't it be kind of the mother?
If it's mishtameres, then it is. The Gemara says if you have a deer running through your chatzer, you're not kind of because you can't catch it. So if the bird is something that you can't catch easily, then yes, it depends. Now, you can take the eggs without sending them, right? Now, beforehand, it's not kind of against your will. You can become the fair start to be cut, or you can be mafker it. You can mafker it afterwards, and then you can. You can be mafker it and then do the mitzvah. Now, the question is, what about the chickens and ivzim shekalu b'pardes that are in the orchard? Why is that considered hefker? So the Shachas of Katan Gimel says it's talking about Paradashena Mishtamer, Kivit Shemardu, Ein Kinuya Biyadecha. I don't really understand how chickens are Mardu. I mean, you can catch a chicken very easily. So I don't know, chickens don't fly. So I'm not sure about that case, but okay, that's what it is. Now, what? They can't catch them? Okay. Lamaisa, this means the following. If you want to do Shiluach HaKein, so you need to, and you want someone else to do it after you, so you have to be mafker what you were kind of. We said you should be kind of the birds or the eggs. Afterwards, you have to declare them hefker. If you declare them hefker, then you're okay. So the one Shiluach HaKein that I did, I told you, the kids were screaming, bird's nest, we're a bird. So I went. I took a hockey stick. Somebody had left a hockey stick in my study. So my kids are asked, I don't know why the hockey stick was there, but it stayed there. You know, it was kind of mucking. Then I realized why. Because if you go to the bird flies away. It's very hard to do the mitzvah. We'll learn about it next week. But the what I did is, with the hockey stick, I was able to stick the hockey stick under the nest, and then hit the nest from underneath, and the mother flew away. And we'll see, that's a way to do the mitzvah. We'll learn about it. And then, I wasn't really interested in the eggs, but by doing hagbah with the hockey stick, if a tefach is enough, which is ikra din, so you can be kind it that way. So I picked it up, and I was kind it.
Now, you run on hockey sticks.
You don't have to do it with a hockey stick. Use a broom as well. But the hockey stick happens to be the easy thing that was in hand at the time. And now, I did not make a bracha. Let's... Why? Until the next person. Oh, very good. Okay. This happened to be, if it's in your backyard, you have to be mafker it. This happened to be in the bushes. My neighbor has bushes in front. They have a porch, and in front of the porch, on the sidewalk area, they have a couple of bushes, and then those bushes is where it was. I consider a chas v'shalom mishtameres. Everyone who walks by goes. The Sif Gimel. Wherever you find this nest, Bein Be'ilan, Bein Be'aretz, Ivar Shechem Amaris. Doesn't have to be in shrubbery at all. It could be in a bar or in a cave. Ibiyam, it could be floating on the ocean. Ibarosha Shaladam, didn't shower in a very long time. On a person's head. It's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara in Shluach HaKein has a bunch of Yibayis. Gemara says, if you see a nest floating down the river, and in it there are eggs, and the mother's sitting there calmly, you know, the bird's floating down the river, is there a mitzvah? So the Gemara says yes, because it says Baderech, and there's a pasuk, Derech Ani Ois B'Lev Yam. So you see that the ocean is called Derech. It's called Derech. So Mimele, it's called Derech. Then the Gemara has the following Yibayah. What happens if you see a bird flying, and on the back of the bird there's a nest, and in that nest there are eggs, and a mother sitting on the eggs, and you're able to do Shiluach HaKein? So that's the Gemara Yibayah. It's one of those Yibayahs that the bird is flying, and it has on its back a net, and on back a hold it. So the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, hold on a minute. I have a punchline. 1 minute. So the Gemara says, no. Derech on the ice, belev yam. The lev yam is called derech. The air is not called derech. That's not called derech. This is not called derech. Bang. That's a Gemara. So comes along the ragged shaver. So Tzavtas Pedeach comes along. If someone asked him a shayla, the Ragged Shavu was in the time of the Wright brothers. So they asked him, if you go on an airplane, you have to say Tfilas HaDerech. So he wrote, Ayin Chulin, Kuflavites. What are Ayin Chulin, Kuflavites? Why Ayin Chulin? It's not a Derech. How can you say Tfilas HaDerech? It's not a Derech. The Yam is a Derech. But the air is not a Derech. So the Ragged Shavu wrote him, apparently, that you don't say Tfilas HaDerech when you're flying a plane. So somebody went and he wrote, you ever saw in the old Siddurim, Tfilah L'Aviron, the Tfilah that's before modern Hebrew, because L'Aviron was before Matos. Alal, what? He used to give it out. So they had a Tfilah for an airplane. However, all the Paiskim that bring the Ragged Shava, Rabbi Vad Yosef, I remember, they say that Tfilas HaDerech is a common name. It doesn't say the word Derech anywhere. The Makar Tfilas HaDerech is a Gemara in Brachis, I believe in Perek Tfilas HaShachar. It says that somebody, I forgot who it was getting ready to travel. Now Yal Navi told him, Hamlech B'Kainech V'Tzei. Talk to God before you travel, or as you travel. So from there, the Gemara learns out that you say Tfilas HaDerech. It doesn't say the word Derech anywhere in the Gemara. It doesn't say the word Derech in the Nusach of Tfilas HaDerech. So it's really not totally in Derech. Rabelsky used to say that the Ragged Shava had a sense of humor. He made jokes, and they made halachas out of the jokes. That's what Belsky used to say. You know, they said the Tfilas HaDerech, so he made this joke. So Lamaisa, we do say Tfilas HaDerech when we fly in an airplane. Rav Palm, I flew with Rav Palm once, so he said Tfilas HaDerech as the plane was speeding down the runway.
Yes.
He said, look, the runway is definitely Derech. So he said as it was running down the runway, technically that's already Chutz L'Ir, 7/10 of a mile Chutz L'Ir, that was the assumption. And so he said Tfilas HaDerech then, and that's what I do. Yeah, that's what I do. You can do it after you lift off if you want to, but that's what we do. The truth is, that's the most dangerous part of a flight. In the middle of the air, it's all safe. You ever notice when you're flying in the air 800 miles an hour, feel free to roam around the cabin? And when you're traveling on the ground 3 miles an hour, they say stay in your seats until, you know. So anyway, that's the way of it. All right, let's take what?
Most times you find the Michelle cannon on the gutters, on top of the cows, on the gutters.
No, but it's on the earth, it's not in the air.
No.
Oh, meaning the gutters.
Yeah.
So you wonder if you kind of, if that's kind of like. It's a good question. I don't know. The question is, if a bird's nest in a place that's not accessible to you, if you say chatzeri shalodu kainalai shalai midaitai, that's really the question. It's very high up. I'm not sure what the halach is in such a case. If chatzeri shalodu midaitai, if it's in a place where access is not worth the two eggs, it's you don't want it. Okay, that doesn't seem to matter.
But
you try to get rid of them. Yeah. So I'm not sure. What. But you give me a mafker. You say it's hefker, and it's hefker.
Put it in a window ledge. My son's a problem.
Some of it. All right. It was the front window or it's
no,
in the back. So somebody should have been mafker at first, really. Yeah. It's kinda. It is kinda. Question is if that's. Look, if you want it, it's certainly kinda. So, all right. So I'm not sure. So that's not a chatzer mishtameres. Yeah, that's fine. High up is better, not worse, right? Because the question is if you're kinda. You don't want to be kinda. The mitzvah is if you're not kinda. It's just a rabbi. All right, guess if Dalai will get to next week.